Now, as we've been hearing, a homeless man is in a serious condition in hospital following an incident along Grand Canal in Dublin city centre yesterday. It's understood the man was asleep in a tent which was removed by an industrial vehicle during works being carried out by Dublin City Council and Waterways Ireland. For more, I am joined by Inner City Helping Homeless Chief Executive Anthony Flynn. Anthony, this is a dreadful thing to have happened. Have you any update about this man's condition? We're told his injuries are life-changing.
At the moment, Sean, we've actually somebody gone to the hospital to try and engage and find out exactly what the man's condition is. Reports are stating that they are life-threatening and they have been life-changing injuries that he has sustained and had to undergo major surgery in relation to that.
And it's believed that this happened yesterday because Dublin City Council and Waterways Ireland are looking to clear the canal area to carry out some works.
Yeah, so I suppose this is not the first time that Waterways Ireland have attempted to do so. They did try to do it on the north side of the city last year, and they had some failed attempts in regard to moving an encampment that was there. What we've seen is an increase in the amount of people that are sleeping rough in tents over the last number of months. And a lot of people that we would engage with would say the reason why they're doing so is because of safety fears within hostel facilities. Waterways Ireland have actually sent eviction notices, and people would probably be stunned at this, but the last time they tried to do this, they sent a series of letters to people that were on the canal, and they've done so again over the last 2 weeks and informed people that they want their tents removed or they want them removed from the Royal Canal. And a message that they have come back with is in an attempt to tidy the Royal Canal. What we have in this city at the moment is an epidemic in terms of housing and homelessness and a crisis of epidemic proportions.
But Anthony, I'm wondering, is there communication, say, between yourselves and Waterways Ireland or perhaps other groups working with homeless people to try to address the situation, that there should be maybe some protocols if they are moving or trying to move people on, clear the tents, that they would maybe have a look inside?
I think that the procedure that was put in place was obviously a failed procedure, to attend a removal of such in that manner and to have somebody lifted in the manner that they were. When we engage with people, we do ensure that people are either alive that are in those tents at night time while we're out on the street. I'm not aware of whether the fact the individual that lifted the tent had tried to communicate with whoever was in it. I'm supposing they would try and do so, and that person failed to communicate back to them. But you would have incidences where people don't want to be engaged with on outreach support services. But this is a major breakdown, a major lack of communication between services. We should have a system in place where individuals are offered alternative accommodation if such removal is going to take place, or if people are going to be asked to move on from the Royal Canal. One of the biggest, I suppose, gripes that I have here is that, the Deputy Chief Executive was asked last month in regard to bed allocations, and he said last month in a media statement that we need at least another 300 beds in the system in the city alone just to cope and deal with demand. So if that's an issue, obviously we have nowhere to send these individuals that we're asking to move on from the Royal Canal. And the Royal Canal is not only...
We're talking about the Grand Canal now, where this happened yesterday.
The Grand Canal. If we're asking people to move on from the Grand Canal area, we haven't got the beds to put them into, and the Deputy Chief Executive has stated that over the last month.
Yes. I think we still have to hear from Waterways Ireland and Dublin City Council. Should there be an investigation into yesterday's events?
I think we'll be calling for a full investigation into what happened. We need to be very, very clear. Somebody's life was put in danger. Somebody's life was near taken in terms of what happened and the lift that was executed in order to take that person off the canal. And what we need to do is have communication between all the key stakeholders that are involved in homeless services, in the canal works and Dublin City Council, in order to try and manage the situation. We have got a crisis. That's a very difficult thing to deal with at the moment in terms of bed allocations and not having enough beds to put people into. If operations like this are going to be taking place, all of the services that are involved should be contacted, and we should be engaging at the highest level in terms of the individuals that are in these tents.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much indeed for coming on the line. That's Anthony Flynn there, Chief Executive of Inner City Helping Homeless. We have been on to Waterways Ireland and to Dublin City Council asking for statements or spokespersons. We don't have them just yet, but if we do get anything before the end of the programme, we will most certainly bring them to you. We'll take a break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.